Welcome to the Dork Forest. Jackie and her pals will never bore us. Shameless confessions
about our obsessions
will make us laugh and smile. So let's explore the Dork Forest and dork out for a while.
Hello and welcome to the Dork Forest. I'm Jackie Cation. The websites, JackieCation.com, DorkForest.com, TheDorkForest.com, FamilyPetAncestry.com. They go to most of the same things all over the place. Feel free to review the show on iTunes if you haven't done so already. Thank you so much. If you need to get a hold of me, it's Jackie at JackieCation.com. Let's do the credits. Patrick Brady fixed this audio. Mike Rickberg composed the opening song, sang with his wife, Sarah Cohen. Mike will sing his words to the Mexican Hat Dance at the end of the program. Vilmos works on the website, JackieCation.com. On the website, JackieCation.com, there's links to this podcast and my comedy podcast with Lori Kilmartin, The Jackie and Lori Show. There are links to watch me do stand-up comedy. My calendar is on there where I'm performing. If you want to support the show, there's merch at JackieCation.com if you want a Dork Forest t-shirt, if you want a stand-up t-shirt, if you want stand-up CDs, there is also a DVD. And the CD and DVD, everything's available streaming. The DVD is streaming on ComedyFilmNerds.com. All of my CDs are available on Amazon and iTunes and Pandora and Spotify and YouTube if you just want to listen to them before you buy them. If you want to support the Dork Forest, there's a couple of different ways. You may PayPal me a donation. That's right. You could also Venmo me a donation just at my email address. You can support the show in a lot of different ways. You can get merch. You can donate directly. That button is available at JackieCation.com or DorkForest.com, and I appreciate any support that you do. There's premium episodes that you can listen to. If you've run through all of the ones that are sort of archived in Blog Talk and then the almost 500 episodes on Libsyn and iTunes right now, and you need more Dork Forest, you can go to thedorkforest.bandcamp.com. There's probably a dozen live episodes. There's a couple of free things as well, and there's a story time album, which is me telling a couple of stories. Everything's like $1 or $2 or free. Let's get into the show. Hey, it's Jackie Cation in my living room in Van Nuys, and it's Kristen Studdard. Is that correct?
That's me, Kristen Studdard.
Studdard. Yeah, there you go. I like it. I wanted to emphasize, make sure I was saying all the syllables.
It's a difficult one. When you see it first, you think it's pronounced Studdard. If you hear it first, you think it's spelled with two D's in the middle.
Interesting.
It's a French one, though. It should probably be like Studdard.
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
It can be ethnic.
Yeah. I thought so. I would Colbert it maybe when I moved to Los Angeles. But then I would lose my cool nickname.
Right, which is?
K-Stud.
K-Stud. Yeah. And K-Stud is what you're on all of the things
on. My brand, baby.
That's it. I can't believe you got K-Stud. It sounds like, I don't know, a very much a heavy metal. Because you're from Chicago, you said, right?
I am, yeah.
So all the radio stations are W's?
Yeah, they're W's, but out here
they're all K's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That'd be such a cool...
It'd be the radio station that you should...
Well, it'd probably be K-Stu, because it's like what?
Oh, S-T-U, right?
Yeah, or K-S-T-D. Uh-oh, you don't want that. You're not looking for K-S-T-D.
I should have saw that coming. Did not see it coming. You would have thought I saw that coming. These microphones are, I'm the only one with headphones, Kristen.
Yeah.
And so I am very much aware that these headphones and these new mics are beautiful.
Do you hear crisp audio?
It's so crisp. It's kind of annoying. I'm going to take a sip of my coffee.
Let's see. Can you hear it?
I can hear the ice. It's too much.
Okay. One of my absolute favorite sounds in the world is ice in a glass.
Oh, there you go. Now, you have a show at Lyric Hyperion.
I do.
That will have been over.
It will have been.
When this drops. Out. Yes. Yeah. It's the timing, of course, is outstanding.
Amazing.
But
maybe I'll do it again, though, you know. That's the hope. That it'll.
Now, is it a solo show? Is it a character-driven, like to show off the talents of what you can do?
It is a solo show, yes.
Mm-hmm.
There are characters in it, yes. It does certainly show off what I can do.
It reveals different talents that are available.
It's called Prolonged Eye Contact, and we're having it right now, you and I.
Yes, we are.
And it is about being in a relationship with the audience. So it's a lot about kind of like how as a performer, you know, all of it comes from my personal, like, points of view and
well,
stuff.
It
it's
ought.
Not like the story of my cancer or whatever. I didn't
right.
get cancer, but
still,
you know,
cancer free.
Yeah, it's not the story of that or like how my mom is crazy. It's like more like pieces about my view of the world and also like the search for validation as a performer from an audience and also.
Okay.
Like, from a partner, you know?
Right, right. Well,
also,
there's always the speculation when there is a solo show that someone has recovered from something.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's your childhood or it's – but in this case, it's literally you're talking about your perspective
yeah.
as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I kind of
yeah,
like it.
Yeah, I've recovered from nothing. I'm still going through it. I think this is maybe that's what it's about.
That's the next one.
Yeah.
This one's just going to peel away the first layer of the onion, which
yeah.
is just you with opinion. Welcome to the Dork Forest, by the way, because that's
Thank
entirely
you.
What this is.
It's really cool in here.
Like it is. It. Welcome to the valley where Central Air is a thing.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I'm here for it. I
yeah.
came up the mountain and I was like, oh, I can feel the heat,
I bet
baby.
You. I can, yeah. It's 10 degrees warmer inside the San Fernando Valley.
Yeah.
So, but now... people who listen to the show will smile slightly, possibly, when I say that your dorkdom is creating playlists for dance parties.
Yeah.
But they're not smiling at you because they all know what dance music is or what good music to dance
or
to is.
Or they know your relationship.
My relationship with music is complicated or super simple. I don't remember anything.
You're estranged. You're estranged from music right now.
Yesterday, the very nice Amazon Prime offered me a lot of Aretha Franklin.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, oh, is that Aretha Franklin? And I knew some of Aretha Franklin, but not enough.
Yeah,
not enough.
She passed away yesterday.
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
She was surrounded by family, which is the way you want to go.
Yes, RIP to the queen.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we had a few days to kind of know it was coming because we knew she was pretty ill, which that
right.
feels nice when you get a little bit of a chance to say goodbye.
Yes, emotionally. And then,
emotionally.
And, yeah.
Yeah,
and,
I'm glad it wasn't a total.
She wasn't as, I mean, granted, it's getting younger every day, the number 76. But it does feel a little young for her to have.
Oh, I agree. My grandma passed away last year, and she was, or 2 years ago now. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And she was 75, and I was, and my friend's parents are 75. Like,
right.
That's not that old. And she
right.
was, my grandma was ready to go. She was like, okay, I've made my peace. Let's get out of here.
Chop, chop.
Yeah, she yeah. really was. She was like, I don't have anything else I want to do.
Oh, interesting.
You, like, you would try. She didn't know she was sick. She didn't want to know. And then she found out she was sick. And she was like, all right, well, I guess this is it. Kristen, I've made my peace and I'm done. See, I don't do my grandma dying in the show either.
Right.
I swear to you. Although, wow.
That is a very nice impression.
What an impression.
It was amazing. You said words.
Yeah. With like a little bit of a voice.
A little bit of a voice. It could be done. Maybe again, the next episode. So I do want to... So it's K-Stud on mm-hmm. Instagram, Twitter,
mm-hmm.
all the things.
All the things.
Snapchat?
I don't think so. I'm on Snapchat, yes, but I only talked to my sister is 22.
Okay.
And so she's the only person that I Snapchat.
Right, right. I'm on with my nieces and nephews, and I approve all friendships, but I don't. I'm like,
you heard that, everybody. She approves all friendships.
I approve.
Get
all,
at Jackie Cation
get,
on Snapchat.
Exactly.
Send her your nudes.
I don't send me your nudes.
That's what Snapchat is for. When a stranger snaps, it friends you on Snapchat, they are trying to send you their nudes.
There should be no nudes. You don't want to see my nudes. I'm not going to send you my nudes.
They might. People want to see your nudes.
People don't. I want to refer to them as my nudes forever.
My nudes. It sounds like saying my dudes, but they're like, oh, what's up, my nudes?
Hey, these are my nudes.
Yeah. All right. Oh, yeah. Don't worry about that. That's just my nudes. And then over here, that's like my tour of my Snapchat. I don't have any nudes on Snapchat either. Don't friend me because I'm never on there. I'm literally only, if I get a notification that my sister has Snapchat, me, I'm like, oh, how's she doing?
Exactly.
And then I look
sometimes
at
my nephew is on Snapchat, and I'm like, hey, man, you're driving. Disappointed. Aunt Jackie, scary for grown-ups, because he is, I think, 19 or 20 now, and he's driving to college and he's driving to school, and you see the video, and you're like, no, stop sign,
pull over,
yeah, stop sign. take a snap, as the kids say. I mostly use Snapchat for the filters, and it's mostly just I'm bored.
Just for yourself? Do you just put them out there?
I mostly
ever?
Don't.
Just look at them
I
yourself?
I just look at them and go, oh, look what they got here now. And then they've also added a new thing on Snapchat where they have games. Like if you
what?
Swipe right, it's all games.
I didn't know that.
They recognize your face, and you can throw donuts into your face.
That's fun. Snapchat is cool. I'm too old to, for all
Did
of
you
my
miss
friends.
A window? Did you miss
yeah,
a window?
Yeah, I miss the window. Like, all of my friends are – Instagram stories are kind of the thing that I would say my friends are doing.
You know, I haven't really embraced the Instagram story thing. What I'll do is – like, I do a recurring thing when I go on the road called hotel art. And I'll do a quick video about the art that's in my hotel room, as well as saying, guess where I am? If you live in this town, feel free to come to see stand-up comedy. So it's a little bit of that too. But I film them on Snapchat, and then I just download them because I don't know what I'm doing enough on Instagram.
Yeah, I do. I'm
sure
use stories on Instagram for stuff that I don't need to last forever.
Because like, it goes away like
yeah,
Snapchat
it's 24
does.
Hours.
It's exactly. a 24
hours. It's basically like having a little in Snapchat story in your Instagram feed. And because more of my friends are on Instagram, it's just more useful
to
me.
But you have to go up high and tap on each of their faces, right? It's not
when
just in the
When you tap on
feed.
The faces, they all start going.
Oh, the whole everybody's story.
Everybody's story that you follow in a row.
Okay.
It's just
and
like on Snapchat.
Oh, well.
So get up in there. You can see me talking about my show 24 hours a day, posting weird pictures of myself, asking for polls to, hey, does this make you want to see the show? You
what
can put
about
polls,
this?
Yes or no.
You can put polls.
Yeah.
Very basic yes or no polls.
You can ask, like I put a poll in there. I had like a couple of pictures of me looking sad, being like, what if no one comes to see the show? And then there's like a picture of me with weird makeup on where I look like a sad clown. And I'm like, does this form of guilt work? And then I put a little poll in, which was, yes, I'm coming to your show, or please stop. And right now the votes are at 67%. Yes, I'm coming to your show.
Well, there you go.
When I first started, it was 100%. Please stop. And
please stop.
I was worried.
Oh, you were worried. I'm sure. There was just like, oh, that's
like,
what
wow,
I mean. The hilarity.
I shouldn't have asked.
Right.
like you asked.
I didn't want to say.
Good for me.
You're not wrong. Okay. Talk to me about dance music.
Okay.
So you like a dance party?
All right. I will explain my
Please
choice
start.
Of what on earth this topic that I have chosen. I will say I don't go super deep on a ton of things. Like I have a very wide breadth of general knowledge. I know a little to medium about a lot of stuff.
Right.
And I can hang in most conversations, even about sports, which I don't care about at all.
Right, right. You know what that word is? Erudite. That's
Ooh.
What you are. You got. I might be using that word wrong. But it's
I thought
a wide,
erudite meant smart, but what do I know?
I think it means, but I think
like
that
well
it's, you can speak
rounded?
Well. Yeah, I think you can speak well to many different topics. And then but what I like about the Dork Forest is that I too know a little bit about a lot of things, but it also helps in social situations because usually someone knows more.
Yes.
And then I can be part of their lecture series.
Yes. I literally have, I was mentioning this right before we got on air, but I have, listen guys, I don't know how to tell you this, but I have a podcast.
Wait a minute. Kristen Studdard has a podcast, you guys.
Yeah.
What is
you guys,
it? What's
I have
it called?
A podcast. It's called Who Cares About the Rock Hall? And it is about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which my friend and co-host Joe Quazala loves and is an absolute expert on and should come talk about in the Dork Forest sometime.
Because he does care about
he
the Rock
and
Roll
He cares about
Hall
the Rock
and
Roll Hall of Fame more than almost anyone and also more than anyone should. Definitely more than anyone should. And I think the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is kind of a stupid institution. It's pretty made up. It's pretty arbitrary. It's pretty
run by... Is it a Hallmark museum?
It's pretty much run by like straight white men, and it's a self feeding like it's very hard to diversify it, and I think it's pretty stupid.
Okay,
and that's where we started the podcast from, which was like, who cares about the Rock Hall? It's like him telling me about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And how many episodes are you in?
We just did our 19th episode,
and here you yesterday. Are, 19 hours into a friendship about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And let me tell you, I care a lot more than I thought I ever would.
He wins.
He every single week when I'm sitting. sitting there being like, oh yeah, so-and-so got in on their first ballot. I'm like, oh no, why? Why do I know who got in on their first ballot? Why do I know how, like, who are the biggest snubs? Why do I know any of that information? It's taking up room in my hair. In my hair?
In your hair. Oh my God.
And so I'm like, I usually play the your part of being like, okay, great. So tell me why I should give a shit about that. Now,
who is Ringo Starr? Tell me more about this gentleman.
Yeah. Mostly we just rip on Ringo, to tell you the truth.
Okay. Ooh. Who's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Just rock? Or is it?
Well, there's surprise. So Aretha Franklin, for example. Oh my gosh. See, this is where I'm like, why do I know so much now about this thing that I don't care about? Aretha Franklin was the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And so it was a lot of soul artists in the beginning, especially like, Sam Cooke,
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Jerry Lee Lewis was inducted. Okay. Yes, Elvis was inducted. But like, it was like a lot of old
the founders of rock and roll.
Yes,
kind
the founders
of
rock and roll came in the beginning.
Pat Boone is Pat Boone.
I don't know if he's in. My gosh, I would be surprised if he was, though, because he's famously not rock and roll. Right.
How many people do you know off? I mean, and now we've just weeded off. But
oh, no,
how many
sorry.
People? Are it have been how many bands or musical artists are? Do you have any idea how many are in?
Okay, here's what I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me tell you what I know from my 19 hours of labor. Oh my gosh, Joe is going to listen to this and be like, Kristen, why? Our fans are.
He'll come
be
back
like,
and correct.
Yeah,
that's what he can do. He can course
he should
correct.
Come and course correct because I'm about to say some possibly
some
wrong
numbers.
Stuff.
Some
here's
numbers.
Some stuff. The Rock Hall started in 1986. I know that.
Okay.
And
I would have guessed earlier.
Artists have to be in order to be oh my gosh, why do I know this? In order to be inducted in the Rock Hall, you have to have 25 years after your first recording was released. So that's why it's like the Hall of Famer type thing. And that's the only public requirement. And then every year they induct approximately 6 artists.
Okay.
And so whatever the numbers
32
are.
32 times 6
yeah,
is a number.
Is a
That's
number.
That's almost 200 rock bands and artists.
Yes. And I think in the beginning, too, they might have had bigger classes because it was like
it was
you got to get the – you got to get the greats in right
yeah,
up top,
yeah.
You know.
So what's Connie Willis doing? Again, I don't think she's a rock and roll person.
I truly don't know who that is.
Connie Willis is actually an author. I don't know who am I thinking
what
of.
What did she write?
She wrote Doomsday Book. Didn't you read Doomsday Book?
Oh, my goodness. How could I have missed out on that one?
How could you have
one?
Missed that? The Name of the Dog? Have you ever – no? Nothing
no,
there?
No, Temple of the Dog. That's a band.
That's a band, Temple of the Dog. Okay.
Okay.
So let's
so,
talk
yeah,
dance
so
music.
Anyway, yeah, so – I will say, like, I know a fair amount about music, but now I know an upsetting amount about the Rock Hall. And I was like, what is a thing that I am very passionate about? Like, what's a thing that I spend a lot of time
yes.
doing? And that is this. This is making playlists for dance parties. Also, I'm very obsessed with kind of like helping a party reach its peak, like my favorite thing, two favorite things.
Oh, you have an arc.
Yeah.
You're trying to
build a party.
You're telling a story
yeah.
with a playlist.
Yes. And I also want to reach the point where either everyone is dancing or everyone is making out. That's like the ideal. That's like ideal for a party. If you can get it that way.
Wow.
Like,
okay, those are two very different tracks.
Yeah.
Let's go. My ad. I'm about to do an ad. It's another ad for Tomboy X, which is actually great underwear, no matter what kind of body you have. So know in your hearts that I have ordered another pair of underwear. They're supposed to be delivered actually next week. That's what's happening. They have soft bras, razorback bras, everyday basic colors, fun seasonal prints, brilliant colors. All the options come in extra small to 4X. So go to tomboyx.com/dork and check out their special bundles and pack pricing. And Dork Force listeners get an extra 15% off your first order with the code DORK. Again, code DORK for an extra 15% off. Ditch whatever you're wearing for a pair of Tomboy X underwear. Go to tomboyx.com/dork. Let's get back into the show.
And then another reason that I spend so much time doing this is I run an all-lady dance party.
called, do you?
Yes, called Dance Dance Party Party.
Dance Dance Party Party?
Over DDPP.
And over at the house? Over where you live?
I run it at the Sweat Spa in Los Angeles, but I used to help run it in Chicago at a dance studio in Chicago.
So. And is it an exercise thing?
It is to a degree, yes. Yeah. So what it is like it's all women. It's a dark room.
Okay.
So the lights are off. It's very dark. There's like rope lighting around or like disco lighting. It depends on what city you're in. There's a couple around the country.
Okay.
But the original one is, it started in New York. Then it moved to Chicago. I joined in Chicago and then helped run it for 8 years while I lived there.
Oh my God.
And then when I moved here, people were like, a few people who had moved here as well were like, you got to bring Dance Dance Party Party here. And so I found a studio and got some other gals to help me run it. And now we run it here.
And how, some technical questions.
Yes.
First of all, I know that I have a lot of listeners in the Midwest. Where did you live in New York?
In Chicago. I lived in Ravenswood.
Very good.
Yeah, I lived on the north side. I lived in Ravenswood for about 8 years, and I'm from the southwest suburbs. I'm from a place near Joliet called Crest Hill.
All right.
Yeah.
That's where the prison is, Joliet.
Yes, it is. I drove by it every day on my way to high school.
There you go.
Go Porters. That's the Lockport Porters.
That's right. Go team.
Yeah.
Now, next question. How long is Dance Dance Party Party?
It is 1 hour long.
1 hour long in the dark with disco or some sort of glowing
lights. Yeah, just like little rope lighting around the edges. So it's pretty dark. You can't really see anybody.
And you're just, how many people come?
Well, it depends. Right. I would say average is about 15 to 20.
That is plenty of people.
Yes,
and
good.
Everybody's dancing like nobody's watching?
Yes, that's so the rules of Dance Dance Party Party.
Yes,
the first
please.
Rule is the most important, and that is no judgment. And that means no judgment of others, but it mostly means no judgment of yourself.
Oh my, I want to go.
Please come. It's
because
the greatest.
I only dance when no one is watching.
It is the greatest thing. And so here's the thing about me. I love to dance. I don't mind if people are watching. That's fine. But
you've made peace with it.
I've made peace with it. But I love to dance. But I sweat like a maniac. Like when I am done dancing, like if I've really been going all out, yeah. I look like I got caught in hot rain. Like I look like someone threw a pot of boiling water at me.
I named these shows because hot rain.
Like I look like I really do. Like I look like someone would be like, what happened to you? Your face is so red and your hair is soaking wet. Like you are not okay.
Wow. That's
I look
kind of
insane.
Awesome,
I mean, I truly look horrifying.
Okay.
I would never meet someone at a dance club.
And
even
then,
though I'm a pretty good mover.
Right.
I just am like,
well,
looking.
We're talking 8 years, 10 years later now,
you
right?
Know?
Well,
yeah.
It's not like you don't know how to shake it.
Yeah. I've been in these streets. And I'm in the business. I'm in the game. Oh my gosh. Okay. Cut that out.
Edit that out in your minds, you guys.
Okay,
anyway,
great. Yeah.
The jury should disregard that last.
So for me, dancing was always like, It's so freeing to be with all women, and you don't have to like worry about trying to impress anybody. You don't have to worry about what you look like. There are mirrors if you want to like. I do now like to really like
check
make
out
strong,
the moves.
I like to make prolonged eye contact with myself.
Excellent.
Call back to my show, guys. If you didn't see it, it's too late. But
it's too
I'm
late,
so sorry.
But she might do it again, you guys.
Yeah,
Lyric
we'll
Hyperion.
We'll see.
It's a case stud.
That's me.
Anyway, so, but 1 hour.
1 hour. Mm-hmm.
So you. Have you always made playlists?
Yeah, I mean, well, so I really super got into it because of DDPP.
Okay.
So when I started going, part of the fun is when you start going. So the way a playlist is structured for DDPP is it starts with a warm-up song, it ends with a cool-down song, and then however many fast songs you want in between that
okay.
can take up the hour. And you want your last fast song. The DJ yells out, last fast song, when the last fast song is about to play.
Okay.
So everyone can just like go nuts.
How long is a basic dance song? They're usually longer, right?
Sometimes, well, it depends. You know, you can throw some oldies in there that are going to be like 2 minutes long. You put in Do You Love Me by the Contours, you know, from Dirty Dancing. Like, watch me now. Hey,
oh, right. Oh, yeah.
That's like a fun one that is like... Okay, I'm already talking about how you put the playlist together. So,
yes,
so basically, you want to end on your big, like, crowd unifying banger that
okay.
everybody's going to go wild for, that everybody knows and is going to, like, leave the last of their energy before they melt into the cool down kind of thing, you know? That's, like, the idea behind it. And so when I started going, part of the fun of being at at the dance party is thinking, ooh, I know what song I would play, or this reminds me of a different Spice Girls song.
Sure, what wouldn't?
Yeah.
It's...
And so part of it is like I started going and I was like, oh, I really want a DJ.
Okay.
And so you you just sign up. And like the only prerequisite to DJing at DDPP is that you've come at least one time before. So you know what it is.
Okay. It's not like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
No,
you don't
way,
have to
man.
Do it for
not
like 25 years
after your first release. No
yes,
way.
No. You don't
come
have to go
in.
To Dance Dance Party
one
Party.
One time. Get on the list.
Get on the list. And
Sorry,
then you can.
Ladies only.
Ladies only. Which I kind of I like that. I mean, even if you were a lady that was into ladies,
oh,
it's
totally.
Got to be more casual and just like, there's just, it just kind of, just, and it's dark and you can
it's
just sort
dark
of
and
jam.
It's, yes, and it's not like a club atmosphere.
I was moving my hands like
You're
a toddler.
You're ready to go.
I was like, you could jam.
Like, dance, Jackie, dance. And you're like, here's how I dance.
Let's turn off the lights and hide in the dark and then watch me dance.
It'll
yes, it's definitely the way. So you may discuss anything from this point on, but I'm going to need to know. Sort of what you said that there's an opening song.
Okay, yes. Okay, I'll give you the structure of how I like to do a playlist. And this is why I have spent so long in my life. This is a thing that I think about how many hours I've spent structuring and restructuring playlists. Because I've been doing it now, I mean, for 11 years I've been participating in this activity.
There's backup work in other kinds of DJing.
Yeah.
You don't know this, but this could be a side.
Yeah. Well, and then I will also say that it has influenced how I act at other people's parties. I've DJed people's weddings, like friends' weddings and
yes.
things like that. But so the first thing you do, you pick a DJ name. My DJ name used to be Lady K Stud.
That makes sense.
DJ Lady K Stud. And then when I moved out to Los Angeles, I was posting in the DDPP group.
Okay.
And I sometimes get very excited on Facebook and I post in all caps and I was like, guys, I cannot wait for today and it's going to be so great. And my caps lock is stuck and oh my God, I'm changing my name to DJ Caps Lock. See you at 4. And now my name is DJ Caps Lock.
Caps Lock is a hilarious name and fantastic.
Have you ever thought about what your DJ name would be?
Well, one would imagine it would be J Cash.
J Cash.
But
pretty good.
Just because it seems... kind of obvious.
Yeah.
But,
or you could be Cash Money with a K.
Cash Money with a K. When I used to play video, upright video games and then you get to put your initials in,
uh-huh.
I'd always just put in Jack.
Ooh.
J-A-K. Even
Ooh.
Though my middle initial is S. Jsk.
Jsk.
It isn't as much fun. Jack works better for
Jack.
Jackie. Yeah.
We've had some good DJ names. In Chicago, one of our favorite DJ names is DJ Brunch Slut.
Ooh, Brunch Slut.
Yeah.
Bring it.
And out
Mimosa
here.
Mimosa this French
yeah.
toast.
And out here, we have a great DJ. She doesn't even know this. I'm just putting this together. We have a DJ out here who's named DJ Breakfast Princess.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, she's
Wait
like
a
the,
minute.
She's the Madonna whore complex of Brunch Slut, I guess.
Oh my God, I love this. Okay, so does it cost money to go to the DDPP?
It's $7.
Okay, to cover the cost of the place.
Yeah, it used to be $5, but then they raised our rent, and so we had to raise our prices.
There you go, that'll
happen. But if you come, we have little punch cards, and if you come 9 times, you get the 10th time free.
Right,
it's so fun. I love it. Now I'm getting very happy talking about it. So the way that you structure a playlist usually is you start off with a warm-up song. You're going to play something that's got like a mid-tempo or even a slower tempo that people can kind of like stretch and like move around to get used to the idea of what's about to happen.
Right, which is dance.
Which is dance.
What's a good example of a warm-up song?
Gosh, what's a warm-up song
what's
that I would
11
like?
11 examples.
Well, I could give. I'm like, I could pull. I actually have my little Spotify up here. I was looking in my
Oh, Spotify
car,
makes sense.
And I was like, oh, what are my old, I should look up my old DJ playlist.
Can other like people follow your Spotify?
Yeah, you can follow my Spotify. I don't know if I'm cased out on Spotify.
Okay.
I think I'm just Kristen Studdard.
That phone being that close to your microphone.
Oh, put it away.
With how Move amazing it. This new setup
wow.
is, you're going to have to lean
I'll look
over.
At it from afar.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Did it make a terrible noise?
Nah. There's a buzz.
Okay. Is it okay over here? How about
Perfect.
Now?
Okay. Perfect.
We'll leave it on the corner of the table. I will tell you right now that the song that I would play as a warm-up right now is In My Feelings by Drake.
Okay.
Which is the one that's like, Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding?
Okay.
There's a whole big dance. There's a whole big dance challenge going on the internet to it right now, where people get out of the cars and like do a dance to it and stuff.
Okay.
And it's got a nice mid tempo. It's pretty popular.
Yep.
I would play that. And then you want to start. You can play one or two songs. You want to play one or two songs that people are somewhat familiar with.
Okay.
Before you hit them with something that they've probably never heard.
Right. I am told that I've heard most popular songs because I use gas stations.
Yeah.
And grocery stores. Uh-huh. So they're up there.
They're
around. Happening.
They're happening. You're taking them in even whether you know it or not.
Whether I know it or not. And I've started listening. I've been trying to do like top pop on Amazon because it'll hook up with my car. I can just play it on my phone. And so... But I kind of like Spotify, except for that I have Amazon Prime, so I don't get ads.
Oh, but see, Spotify, I pay for Spotify.
There you
go. Because I was an early adopter. Mm-hmm.
My nephew who drives on Snapchat has a Spotify account.
Well,
that
this
he pays
is a
for.
Totally a big aside, but I used to work at Threadless, which is a t-shirt company.
Yeah.
And I used to go to South by Southwest with them for the tech sector.
Okay.
I was their social media person. And we were at South by Southwest maybe, 10 years ago. It couldn't have been 10 years ago, whatever. We were at South by Southwest a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember seeing them demo Spotify for the first time.
Oh, wow.
Because I think it's a Swedish company. And the guy came up onto the stage and was like, watch how fast this is, and literally pressed a song and it played, because you forget it used to be you'd have to download a song,
right?
Or you'd have to wait for it to buffer. Like,
yep.
The fact that he would say yell out a song and people started yelling out different artists,
right?
And then he would just press play and it would start playing and everyone was like, oh,
our minds are blown,
this is magic,
this
we'll
is
be
the
taking
way
this for granted
be.
In just 1.5 years. Like,
he is not wrong.
Yeah. It was wild. And so, yeah, I was like, oh, sold way back then. I was
right.
Like, whenever this becomes available in the States, because originally it was a copywriting.
Oh, okay.
Copywriting that they were having trouble with.
Right, because
copywriting.
Copywriting. So you start out with a Drake.
Okay, start out.
And then two songs that might be like, 3 to 11 million years old?
I like to play like a Fantasy by Mariah Carey.
Okay.
This is a great song to kick it off, And then you can play a couple songs that like maybe people are not familiar with. So the biggest thing about making a playlist, especially for DDPP, is putting in the variety in the types of music that you're going to play. So you don't want it to be all 80s hits. You don't want it to be all current. Like, you don't want it to be like you're turning on current radio.
Okay.
You don't want it to even be all dance music. You want it to have... I love to put like Sabotage by the Beastie Boys in there and watch everybody get wild. You know what I mean? You want to have one song in there that everybody can run around the room
the space,
too.
Yeah.
Yes. Like The Dog Days Are Over by Florence and the Machine is like the biggest example of that.
Okay.
Which is like, that's just kind of like a song that everyone can explode to, maybe pretend they're a ballerina, do some leaps to,
fun.
Stuff like that. One time someone played I Feel Pretty from West Side Story, and they just took a risk. They played that song and people went crazy. Everybody in the whole room was like spinning and like moving their hands all over themselves and stuff like that. I also like to say before I put on a list, like for everybody, I like to say, do one thing that scares you.
Right.
Like, do a move that you would never do in public. Like, do a thing that you even if you only do it in a corner to yourself, don't let anybody see. It does not matter.
Right.
Do one thing that you would not want, that you would never have dreamed of doing until this moment.
Right, right.
Give yourself permission.
Give yourself permission to, here's what, like, I go sometimes to Korean spas, and everyone's nude.
Yes.
There's a lot of padding
manudes.
Around. In manudes.
You're like, these manudes. Yes. Manudes over here.
That's where manudes are being kept, is over at Olympic Spa. And so, somebody was telling me that they can't be nude around other people, that they don't like being nude in a locker situation.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's more than just a locker situation, you go from the shower to the pools, to the locker, to the place where you get a massage and a scrub down.
People are sloughing themselves
in
the nude.
There's crouching and like
people are cutting their toenails in the nude.
Nope,
I've seen that happen.
That is an error. They should not do that.
I've seen it happen.
I've seen it
at Wii Spa.
It's not all right. And people are like, how do you do it? And I was like, well, I take my glasses off. And I have an old school opinion that if I can't see them, they can't see me.
Yes.
Based on Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
It's so true.
And I think if I went to Dance Dance Party Party, I would dance without my glasses off.
It's beautiful. It's perfect. I also, so...
You could wear yoga clothes, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, well, like, that's... you.
Do people wear dance clothes, or...?
People mostly wear just workout clothes.
Okay, it's so they don't salsa. Clothes.
Yeah. Like some people wear, like, sometimes people will... Like, one of our... We're called Den Mothers, the women who run it.
Yes.
We are called Den Mothers.
Why do we do this to ourselves? But we do. But we it's do. All right. Embrace it.
I didn't come up with the term. It came upon me. I was inducted as a Den Mother in Chicago, and I had to bring my
It was invoked.
I had to bring my cubby over to Los Angeles.
Excellent.
So, but one of our nun mothers has, like, you know, she has like a pair of sparkly shorts that she wears.
Okay.
Sometimes on a special occasion, I will buy little neon glow bracelets for people, and that's quite fun to to see everybody's glowing bracelets in the dark and stuff.
Sure.
And it's all ages. It's like we don't encourage children to come because
right.
it's really loud.
Yeah.
And we don't censor the music.
Okay.
But, like, you know, we have had, like, you know, teenagers, and then we've had, you know, people in their 60s and
okay.
all in between. I would say it's mostly women in their 20s, 30s, 40s that are,
they're
you
like,
know.
I want to go dancing, but I don't want to get hit on,
yeah.
and I also don't drink anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. We always say we're like, the first couple of minutes could feel weird because it's daytime, we're sober,
right.
but like, you can let it go. Just trust after a few minutes, you'll be like, oh, it really is like you're dancing in your room.
Right. And do people kind of come for the exercise too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, for
oh,
sure.
Oh, I mean, I certainly get a good workout.
Yeah, yeah.
By the end, I definitely look right. like something has happened to me. But I can't control myself. I have like a thing where as soon as the music, if a song that I love, no matter how tired I am, I'm
yeah.
like, I'm going to go for this. Here we
what
go.
What song is that?
Gosh. Ooh. Well,
what's
I
one of those?
What's got? Okay. So, I'm trying to remember what somebody played last week. The thing that I've also learned, and this is something that I think is important about all playlists, and this is, I'll get into dance parties of other types other than like the one I run.
Right, right.
Okay, this is an hour long like
we're at 30.
Announcement for DDPP.
This is yeah. fascinating though, so I'm on board.
Oh, good. Well, it's funny because this is a thing that I truly am. I spend so long rearranging my playlist and being like, what's a song that people forgot they like?
Oh,
you
right,
know?
Right. And they like, have to bleed into each other too, right?
Like, no, they, oh. it can just, it does, you don't have to, it's like,
oh, it's not the old mixtape rule.
Skillful DJing.
Okay.
It is literally a playlist that plays in a row. That's kind of how it goes. And I mean, you can, if you're like, oh, this song has a weird skit at the end, can you hit next on it really quick? I'll be there for you, no problem.
Right.
But like, most of the time, you want it to just play all the way out. Gives everybody a chance at the end to kind of clap and take their breath
and
for
breathe.
A second before
yeah.
they get into the next thing. Yeah. I keep waiting for someone to play I Like It Like That by Cardi B because that's kind of the song that I'm really into right now.
Got it.
And people have not played it. I have not seen this week's playlist yet, but I'm interested.
Oh, do people send the playlist early?
Well, we do. We have our – L.A. is different than Chicago. In Chicago, they do not. In L.A., we say if it's your first time DJing, send us your playlist, and we'll just take a look at it and give you some feedback.
The tiniest amount of curating.
Just give you some feedback because sometimes – there are songs that you listen to in your car and you're like, this bops. Oh, here I go. This is a good one. Here we go. And then you try to dance to it and it's like, no,
nope.
This is a car dancing song.
It's a car dancing
you're
song.
You're shimmying in your car alone.
Mm-hmm.
And you know it because you like it, you know, or sometimes people will forget that like, yeah, that song is 6 minutes long and it doesn't change.
Oh, right. That is bad.
There
it's you know that, that Meghan Trainor song about the drumsticks? the beat.
The All About That Bass?
Nope. There's another one where it's like, it's about her drummer.
I don't know.
And she's like, I love
truly
it.
Truly don't know.
The Beat the Sticks, I think it's called.
Oh.
It's like, it's a pretty good song. Because of the looping of the top pop stuff, and I'm like, well, what's that whole album sound like? And then I listen. So I've been listening to
this is a Meghan Trainor deep cut.
It's a deep cut.
Okay,
it's a deep cut,
great.
You guys. And though I do like 3 a.m. and Walk of Shame, which are on that same album.
And is this from the one that has All About That Bass on
yes.
it? Okay. Is Me Too on that album as well?
No, that's the newer album,
That song is Amazon, a fun one to use at DPP.
Yeah, that one's good. And what's the one where she's taking an all-hater break?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a new one as well.
Yeah, I cannot remember the name of it. I'm really into right now, Lizzo in particular, she's everything. She's doing it the most for us all. She's doing it for the children. She's doing it for the kids.
There's something that cracks me up about like a 25, 26-year-old pop star where she's angry and she's got some feminism to talk about. And I'm like, oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
And I remember being that like sort of like, no, fuck you. I'm going to go get laid and then I'm going to come home and then I'm going to wake up and go to work because I'm 26 and my body works like an amazing machine right now.
And this will never change.
Right, right. And it will never change. And I was thinking about there was somebody, oh man, British 25-year-old who was angry about 10 years ago.
Oh, 10 years ago.
And then 10 years before that, I think it was Liz Phair.
Oh, I love
Liz
Phair.
Liz Phair's amazing.
Yes.
And then
we did an episode about her on. So a little call back. She is not in, but the part of our podcast is then we have someone bring in an artist that they want to talk about and that isn't in the hall. And then we talk about whether or not they would. This is just a place for me to talk about my projects. but we talk about whether or not they could be inducted or will be or when.
Right, right. And so that's interesting.
Yeah.
So you have guests that bring their favorite.
Their favorite or someone that they just want to talk about or think is interesting or think should be or shouldn't be or whatever.
Right. You're like, why isn't that person in
there?
And you're like, oh, and how do we get that guy out of there?
Yeah.
And is there any of that?
There are people that I'm like, well, Pat Benatar is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Whitney Houston is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
What?
Yeah.
That is weird.
Yeah. It's really wild and it really is enraging in a lot of ways.
Right.
I can't believe I have an opinion about it. It makes me mad all the time.
Right.
That I know.
You're like, I know it's a boys club, but were we supposed to start a girls club?
Yeah.
Is that did you not want any women at all?
Because there's like a specific type of woman that's allowed to get into the Rock Hall. Like Bonnie Raitt is in, Heart is in, the Pretenders are in.
The Pretenders, but not Chrissy Hynde?
Chrissy Hynde solo, no.
Okay.
And like, for example, Ike and Tina Turner are in together. So she's tied to her abuser, but no Tina solo. And I'm like, could you imagine, like, you're recognized only as, like, being tied to your abuser for the rest of your life? It just seems wild to me.
It's, it'd be like Bill Cosby's wife on The Cosby Show. She's going to get, but only with him.
Yeah, Felicia Rashad and Bill Cosby together.
I couldn't remember her name. Yeah, she's in a new movie,
Claire.
Though. And, she
Huxtable.
Played Claire Huxtable. Well played.
Thank you.
And okay.
Oh, okay, sorry. Okay, so, yeah, we're back there.
But actually, because we're at, like, 40 minutes, I do want to know about other dance parties that happen that are not the dance party, even though I could talk about that for another 20 minutes.
I mean, clearly I could too.
Right.
Okay. So the other thing is that I wanted to talk about is like how to kind of like help a party out when you arrive at a party.
You arrive at a party.
What can you do? I run in comedian circles, so I've been to a lot of poorly lit parties.
Sure.
I walk in, it's like overhead lighting, the television is on, it's playing like...
Well, you're the Todd Glass of parties. You should bring your own gels.
I mean, truly. I do. You wait. Okay, so I walk in, we've got that, like the music is coming from the TV, there's not even a stereo, it's just like they're playing Jurassic Park on the TV. And then there's like overhead lighting on and kind of everybody is crowded in the kitchen because it's the only place that feels kind of intimate.
Yeah.
And now if you just turn the overhead lights off and you get a few lamps, you bring lamps in from other rooms.
Yeah.
Whatever you can do, you're going
to
maybe...
You're of service to the party.
I care because I'm looking to get people laid. And by people, I mean myself. Like, this will
make
not
a note.
Do.
Mm-hmm.
This will not do. Yeah, make a note, listeners.
Exactly.
Single. And I like to put, like, so take you want to take the lamps from other rooms in the house.
Yeah.
You want to bring them into, like, a space that feels like it could be full if 10 people got in there.
Oh, nice.
You know, you don't want it to be in a giant room because
right.
a big room is... it's overwhelming, and people, it's why people always congregate in the kitchen, because it's the smallest, it's like a place right. to be close together.
Yeah, it feels nice. Mm-hmm. It does. It has a homier feel,
yes.
which is what you want to create in a living room.
I'm looking
in
to do
room.
That in the living room if I can.
Right.
And so, and then you want to, yeah. And then if you're looking to get the party started,
yeah.
then I got a whole, I keep playlists of like kind of, it depends on the crowd that you've got. So if you have kind of like, if you're lucky enough to be at a party just full of gay men,
yeah.
you can throw on pretty much any of my music and you're going to, and I'm going to do great.
It's going to,
I can throw some Robin
you're
on.
You're going to kill.
I'm going to kill. I can throw some Robin on. I can throw some Lizzo on. I can throw some 90s house music from Chicago on, and people are going to be there for it. But let's say I'm at maybe a party where it's like
a lot of,
yeah, it's a lot of dudes in hoodies.
Right,
you know?
Right. There's a
it's
lot,
a lot
of
dudes in hoodies. A
lot of,
you can ease into it sometimes with a No Diggity by Blackstreet.
Okay.
People, they hear the opening like chords of that song.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey! And it's kind of got like a low groove to it, you know?
Okay.
It's kind of, it's fun. It's not overtly sexy. It's not so misogynist that it makes people feel uncomfortable.
Right, right.
That, I think, has been a thing that is...
I had Marcella Arguello on, and her dorkdom was Kanye, and she said, a lot of people don't want to admit that they like Kanye because the lyrics can be super misogynistic,
yeah.
and but you're like... The beat's so good, you're just screaming the words along with it.
The production value of Kanye, I care very deeply about production in music, and it sucks because I love rap music, and
it's often
and
it's dark.
It is very often about how much they are going to throw someone away after they get what they want from them. I mean, literally, many lyrics are about how literally I'm going to fuck you and then never want to see you again.
Yes,
like or like about how little they respect you while it's happening.
While it's happening,
any of the things, like, you know,
right? A Justin Bieber song is never something. It's like he's been doing these. DJ Khaled.
Oh, yeah. He's got a big one right now. I just heard it on the radio.
Yeah. It's like it's him and DJ Khaled and...
Chance.
And I think...
It's called... Not the one.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the worst lines in it.
Yes.
The one is pretty amazing. And then... But you're just like... Oh, and Justin Bieber himself doesn't say that I'm going to throw you away, but he's clearly hanging out with those guys.
He's complicit.
He's completely complicit.
Bieber, you're complicit in misogyny because you're on a song with misogynists.
It's like I was hanging out with like three male comics, and all three of them were going to South America to buy virgins.
What?
Yeah, they were gross and horrible.
Wait, no.
Yes. Yes, it was terrible, and it was probably 10, 12 years ago.
No.
These are actually
humans.
These
are real human beings?
Well, not particularly good human beings, but they were bad men. And so...
Cute.
Right. Two of them were talking about it, and the other one was kind of like looking at me going... And I was like, you're going. You're going to go with them, so you're a piece of shit as well.
That is really the grossest thing I've ever heard. Not the grossest thing I've ever heard, but it's really horrifying and disgusting.
Out loud. Out loud right here today.
Yeah.
That's the grossest thing.
Yeah.
So don't do that, by the way. Just a little PSA here in the middle of the show, you guys.
Yeah, don't do that. Because guess what? There's no way that there's a consent going on with that at all.
She's 15. Why don't you leave her alone?
Yeah.
And why don't you get a job? How about that?
Yeah, that's really horrifying.
So it's disturbing. So it's just Justin Bieber, he is complicit, is what I genuinely
assume.
He's as
complicit as the guy who pretended he didn't think it was a big deal.
To go to Belize.
Belize, too. Yeah. Interesting, they speak English in Belize.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't even be able to pretend
Spanish.
That.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really disgusting to me and horrifying. And mm-hmm. I don't think anyone should be able to feel good about themselves if they've done that.
No. It's that is one of the things that you should say, hey, guess who needs some help?
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
So, because you want to have a fantasy about that kind of stuff. That's between you and your therapist.
That's totally fine. You can fantasize about anything, but you're like raping a child when you do that.
Right.
Wow. Okay. Sorry, but like.
In other news, dance music.
Oh my gosh.
I am like, so sorry that I shut
like,
this down.
You are lucky. If you're lucky enough to be in a dance party with all gay men, then you don't have to worry about stuff like that.
Right. So decent humans is you go to parties with decent men.
That I'm, as far as I'm aware of, though, you never know.
You don't know.
I don't think anybody would say that around me because I'm a pretty outspoken person.
It's my favorite thing about the next generation of young women comics. They have each other and they can go, what just happened?
Yeah.
What,
like,
the fuck?
Are
no.
you...
Please get some help.
Yeah.
And I'm leaving, by the way.
Yeah.
See this? You're never getting it.
I am so sorry that, like, you would even have to be near... It's, like,
right,
enraging.
It was, yeah.
That someone would feel... That someone felt okay enough...
Oh, yeah.
In that action and in that, I feel like if you were, A, going to do that, you should feel so much shame and sadness that you shouldn't be able to freaking brag about it, especially in front of a fucking woman.
Yes.
You piece of shit.
And it's, but it's, you know, I spent like 20 years being one of the guys. So one of the guys in the green room with all guys, and you just go, what are you doing? I don't
It used to be me, you know, it used to be me in like high school and college. I really was very much like of the mindset that like, yeah, I'm so cool because I can hang with all these dudes. I'm
right.
so cool because they think I'm funny, man. Like,
yeah.
I'm really cool. Like, blah, blah, blah. Have you seen Eighth Grade yet?
No. Oh my God, I hear it's great.
It's like rip your heart out amazing. It's incredible. I cried through the entire thing because the girl looks a lot like my sister and is about, like, my sister is
she's
older
much,
than her. But,
yeah.
But she went through that, like, millennial, like, you know, thing or whatever. But one of the biggest things is, like, you see her just, like, trying to be cool and trying to, like, and I was
just be mellow about horrible things happening around.
And how much time you spend in your life trying to act like everything is fine and like pretend that it's cool. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, dance parties. Wow.
Yeah, we can get back to dance parties for sure. This would be a great place to put a commercial. And I may. My ad. I'm about to do an ad. The FabFitFun box for fall, is now on sale. FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box that delivers full-sized fashion, beauty, home, fitness, and wellness products four times a year for $49.99 a box. And with the code DORK, you get $10 off your first box. So if you sign up for FabFitFun today to get your fall box, the FabFitFun fall box is in limited supply, and these boxes always sell out, so use my code DORK and get $10 off your first box. Go to FabFitFun.com to sign up. Start getting the box for a life well lived. It's over $200 worth of stuff for $39.99. What you should know is that every box is different, but every box has in it like an accessory trinket. It has like a porcelain trinket, like a little key holder of like a porcelain change thing or a cup. Then there's always usually a serum to put on your face. And then there's usually makeup. Every box is different and it's super fun. So use my code DORK for $10 off the first box at FabFitFun.com. Let's get back into the show. Anyway, so you go to a party. It's just a bunch of hoodies, right?
Yeah, it's just a bunch of hoodies. You throw on No Diggity.
Yeah.
You get them a little, like, you get them back in
up.
With that. Yeah, maybe you play Return of the Mac. These are both
kind
of... Return of the Mac.
Oh, my gosh.
Return of the Mac. It's from the 90s. That's a fun one
to do.
And that's kind of got a low groove to them, and dudes don't feel intimidated or...
Oh, about dancing?
Yeah, about dancing, and they can kind of groove to them a little bit, and they're not so...
So it's sort of like a trick people into dancing at a party.
Now, the ultimate thing that you want to do once you got them out on the dance floor is then you want to slip in your, like... ringer. You want to get in. Once you've got a few people dancing, then you put on your floor filler. And the guaranteed banger of all times, the ultimate song, it's not going to be what you're thinking, but it is really, it has never ever steered me wrong. At a party where there was like an energy in the room that people wanted to dance.
Yeah.
You throw on I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston.
Okay.
And it is an undeniable song. Like, people can't help
they
themselves.
Hear the words,
men,
and it's
women,
the best.
And they want to do it. Like,
wow.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, that's not going to get anybody laid, but that's going to get people out on the dance floor having a good time.
Exactly.
You know?
To sort of interacting with each other.
And like, and then it depends. So like that, and that's also like the perfect song. If you're DJing a wedding, if you're like running the playlist at a wedding, you're going to want to play I Want to Dance with Somebody. You're going to want to play, it depends on too what the hipness level of your crowd is. Like,
right.
You don't want to play, and I hate when people do this,
mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm.
don't want to play songs that nobody knows. Because here's the thing, I know, I'm I'm kind of cool sometimes. Right. And I know music that not everybody knows.
Right. You listen to a lot of different kinds of dance music.
I listen to a breadth of things.
Right. There's a pretty deep cut. You'd have to find it.
Yeah. But I'm not going to get out there and be like, oh, hey, do you guys like Deep Inside by Hard Drive, which is a song from like the late 80s, like a house, deep house song.
Okay.
No, I'm not trying to show off that I know this song.
Right,
I'm not trying to play the most obscure rap song that
it's
no one's
inclusive.
Ever heard. You have to, if you want people to dance, you have to play songs that they know.
Right.
You cannot get away. It's like,
Let's Hear It for the Boy.
Oh, yes. Hell yes. You played Let's Hear It for the Boy at Dance Dance Party Party.
Yeah.
People are running around the room and jumping in the air.
Yep.
I can get away with it at Dance Dance Party Party because it's a captive audience.
Yes.
And I've already warmed them up with like a Let's Hear It for the Boy. I can throw in a few songs here and there
that
knows.
They don't know. And then they're psyched to learn
just
them too.
As long as they can know how to dance to them.
Right.
That's the biggest thing. A song that's going to have a million tempo changes in it too, or like a stop and then talk part.
Yeah.
You can't do it. You just have to let it go.
Right, right. You just have to listen to that in your car.
Yeah. That's Enjoy for you. It. That's
do
for you.
Do you ever make a dance, you ever make a party mix just for you to dance at your house?
I have a playlist on my phone called DDPP for me, which is all songs that like I wish I could make this playlist, but
yeah.
It's only for me. Like
right.
People don't care about these songs; they do not want to hear it.
Right?
Like,
let's see a couple.
I'm like, what's on here? A song called called Michael Michuul by someone called Duckworth. It's like a great dance song. Gosh, what do we have? Oh. I might actually put this one on, Freaky Money by RuPaul featuring Big Frida. I'll put that on. That's going to be on my next EDPP playlist. That's a banger.
Okay.
But Big Frida and like RuPaul, like artists like that, that make songs that not everybody knows, but that slap, that just like kick.
Yeah.
As long as people know how to dance to them, they can have fun. But
okay.
I wouldn't play that at a party. I'd play that at DDPP. You put that on at a party, people don't know what it is. They don't want to play.
Andy Ashcraft, my loved one,
yes.
will sit at that computer and go down a rabbit hole of YouTube music.
Mm-hmm.
And he has turned me on to, there's a lot of covers. There's like, he's been talking about how there's sort of a new songbook of American music where people are taking old songs and like making a funk version of it.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Like Scary Pockets. Have you heard of those guys?
No.
An Alicia Keys song that's Scary Pockets. It's sort of like, you know the postmodern jukebox guys?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's like that, but for funk.
Oh.
And
it's so funny because Scary Pockets sounds like an improv team for sure.
And they look like an improv team.
Oh, boy.
But they are, for the most part, enormously white. And but really jamming and having the time of their lives. And really good musicians. So, but you know, like postmodern jukebox, he'll get the guest singers in. And Scary Pockets will get guest singers in. And I'll play you before you leave. I'll play that Alicia Keys is my favorite one. They have it's called New Funk, NUFUNK.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
And
New
Funk. So it's it's like that might be kind of fun because there's songs you recognize, but they have a better beat.
Yes.
Maybe that would be a thing. Dance
yeah,
party.
People do love I love yeah like a sped up cover or like mm-hmm. a cover. I love a cover. I mean, I grew
Cover's
up.
Cover's done right.
I belong in the Dork Forest in that like I listened to a lot of ska music in high school. So,
oh, there you go.
Know, I definitely know about I know about a cover with horns. I mean, I know about the Take on Me and all of the
oh sure
yeah Save Ferris
of course and then
covers of
did you now. You said that there's you want to get people to dance and you want to get people to make out.
Yeah.
What are the ones we got people dancing? What are the ones where you might you've done an arc and you're like, ha ha, look at that, two couples make it out.
Well, I honestly then at that point then I'm gonna play what would have been my warm up song at DDPP. I'm gonna throw it on at the party and I'm gonna play In My Feelings.
Okay.
So then everybody's like, because that's also got a slow groove. Men, straight guys are not afraid to dance to slow groove songs or songs where they look like idiots. But nobody wants to make out with somebody who looks like an idiot. So you know, you put on a come on Eileen, and like you got everybody, all the dudes in the house are like, you know, doing their weird little Russian dance kind of stuff or whatever, and they're having fun and it's cool and happy, but nobody's like,
nobody's getting laid after
nobody's getting laid after that. So you
need two more songs to get laid now.
Exactly. You got, then you have to recalibrate and you're like, what's going on here? Also, the biggest thing that I've learned, and I wish that more people would take this advice, which is do not be afraid to bail. If a song you picked is not connecting and you were just like, yes, everybody is going to want to hear, you know, Take On Me right now.
Right.
And it just doesn't happen. You just
fade
bail,
it out.
Just fade it out. And then
start
booyah, something else. Okay, what do we got over here, you know?
There'll be another day for Take On Me.
Yeah.
It's just not.
You don't need
it's
it.
It's not connecting.
Yeah. It's, oh. Yeah, you could. Then you just you click in a little Janelle Monáe right after that and see what people think.
Janelle Monáe is. Her lyrics make me laugh so hard. It's like she has one where she says, get off my areola.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I want that to be a book.
Is that in yoga? Is that the song? Is
probably,
that in yoga?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
She's so great. I love her.
She's wonderful.
Her first album, Metropolis, was I think it was called Metropolis. Maybe it wasn't. Her first album was a concept album. Was it called The Archandroid, maybe? It was about the movie Metropolis, though.
The
like old film Metropolis.
Right, where it's just the sped up highway scene kind of?
It's like black and white. Yeah. And it was like a concept album based on like that movie. Inspired by that movie in some way. Like, she's very weird. I love that she's gotten so big and mainstream, because when she first came out, I was like, this person is amazing.
Yeah. And now everyone know, more people know. Even the fact that I know who Janelle Monáe, it's a real sign. It's a real sign that it's coming together.
Well, and you know, you throw on like a Hey Ya sometimes. The other thing you have to be worried about, don't worry, guys.
Don't worry.
Don't worry. You don't have to worry. It's just a freaking dance party. Don't worry. It's a dance party.
You can sweat it.
Yeah.
Huh?
You can sweat, but don't sweat it.
Don't sweat. There you go. Where's that headband? Please print that on a headband.
No problem. That's my new merch. That's our new GDPP merch. You can sweat, but don't sweat it. Don't sweat the sweat, maybe. I don't know. But I feel like something you have to be aware of, too, is like when a song it has like been too saturated that you can't play it. Like a song I would give that to right now would be Uptown Funk.
Oh, yeah.
Like it hasn't been long enough since we got away from it.
It was playing all the time.
Yeah.
I even know that song. So.
And so you have to like give that a rest. You know, 5 years from now, you might be able to throw Uptown Funk on at a party and everyone will be like, hey.
You know, the one that I was just thinking about that I kind of like, and I can't remember the name of it, is the one, he got a moped. The moped book.
Macklemore?
Yeah.
He has a moped.
He has a moped.
He's from Seattle, so he has a moped.
He has a moped, obviously. Why wouldn't he?
Thrift shop. The Ceiling Can't Hold Us?
Yeah.
That was a big one.
That
was a huge GDPP jam for a while. And then it got really big on the radio.
And you were like, well, we'll step away.
Or All Night by Chance the Rapper. That got oversaturated for us for a little bit in... Dance Dance Party Party. Lose Control by Missy Elliott is another one that we hear a lot. That's great, but like there are other Missy Elliott songs that you can
you can mix in.
Yeah, and you know, some more recent ones from her too.
And how often do you real quick? How often do you do the Dance Dance Party Party?
It's every week. It's every Sunday from 4 to 5. It's three. We open the doors at 3:45 at the Sweat Spot, and we dance from 4 to 5.
All right,
it's awesome. It's so fun. Yeah,
that
we have
amazing.
A website too. It's DDPPLA.com. But
catchy,
ladies only, please.
Right,
it is. You know, female identifying people.
Yeah. And so, guys, start your own. It'll be fine.
Well, I'm so sorry. That's like the rest of the world is. What is it? Made for you. So like,
right. It's just an hour.
Just an hour where we get to dance alone, and it's okay.
And definitely start one, gentlemen. You can do it and see how.
Oh,
see
I would
if you
love
can get
that
15
if dudes would, do that.
Would just jump around and rock it.
Every once in a while, we used to do it every year, but we haven't done one in a while. We'll do a charity event that will be co-ed.
Okay.
So, you know, keep your eyes out.
Yeah, keep them peeled. I have this to say, Kristen Studdard. This has been amazing.
This has been a treat.
And it's over, sadly.
Oh.
I'm so sorry. This is so good. Got to get you back. And I would like to get
you got to get Joe on to talk about the Rock Hall.
Exactly.
What's it called? Who cares about the Rock Hall?
That's it. Who cares about the Rock Hall?
It came because that... Because
Joe is the one who does.
Yes. And I'm like... And at the end...
And you did not.
Sometimes we take my temperature on how much I care. And I've moved from dislike to, you know, I feel...
You have some interest.
Yeah. I mean, I certainly have some knowledge. I'll say that.
Fair enough. Okay. Kristen Studdard can be found on all your platforms at K-Stud.
And you can go to my website, hellokristen.com.
Hellokristen.com.
Yeah, K-R-I-S-T-E-N.
Got it.
And then, yeah, and you can look me up on Spotify, and all my playlists are public, I think, so you can see what's on my DDPP for me.
Oh, my God. That is awesome. Thank you so much for doing the show.
Thank you, Jack. This is a dream.
Yes. And Rangers, you know the rules out there. Take care of each other.
Yeah.
My hat. They're dancing around my hat. My hat. Well, what do you think of that? If it looks like a Mexican hat dance and it sounds like a Mexican hat dance, it's most likely a Mexican hat dance. So take off your hat and let's dance.
Yay! Oh, my God. Why don't we just call that as the end of the show?